Former Planned Parenthood director says abortion is death penalty of the unborn. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on August 2, 2021. A former Planned Parenthood director has accused the abortion giant of practicing deception and drumming up business for the abortion industry, the Christian Post reported Monday. Speaking at the Democrats for Life of America's annual conference in Columbus, Ohio, this weekend, Myra Rodriguez said that Planned Parenthood targets illegal immigrants, promising not to report them but then suggesting they could be deported if they do not abort their babies. Planned Parenthood officials tell immigrants that they're welcome there. "We won't deport you, we won't call ICE on you," said Rodriguez, the former director of an Arizona clinic. "But if you carry your baby and go to the hospital and you live, for example, in Arizona or Ohio or other states where they have very strict anti-undocumented people laws, you may get deported. So when you have that, what do women think?" she asked. "Oh, I cannot have a child because I might get deported. And I could get separated from my other three kids." An illegal immigrant herself at the time, Rodriguez said she was hired by Planned Parenthood to attract the undocumented immigrant community, which knows nothing about Planned Parenthood. She worked with the organization for 16 years and was eventually promoted to director of the biggest Planned Parenthood clinic in the state of Arizona. "It was working at this level that made her aware of the deception of Planned Parenthood on the abortion issue." She noted, for instance, that many illegal immigrant women who work in fields are raped by their foreman and then taken to Planned Parenthood. It also led to her reporting unsafe medical practices, which meant an end to her job. "I noticed all the atrocities. I noticed the irregularities. I noticed the malpractice," Rodriguez said. "I noticed all the stuff the abortionists at Planned Parenthood hide from people. And I complained about it. That got me fired and got me set up," she said. "Yeah, I was accused falsely of having narcotics in my office while I was out of my office." Rodriguez took her former employer to court in 2019 for wrongful termination under the Whistleblower Protection Act and won a lawsuit. While for many years Rodriguez had had no problem with the idea of abortion, her view of the practice changed radically when she held a position of oversight. "It takes about 15 to 26 minutes for an abortion," she said. "They suffocate them and they also inject a saline solution into their heart until their heart stops for 24 hours before they pull them out piece by piece. So, it is a death penalty to the unborn," she noted. Now, she describes herself as a dedicated pro-life activist committed to speaking out against Planned Parenthood and the dangers of abortion, not only nationally but across the globe. "We need to stop the business of Planned Parenthood," she said. "We need to stop the business of other abortionists attacking our women and going after our immigrant communities and minority communities." Follow @WilliamsRome.